Dino.
Yes, go ahead.
How's it going? I need some advice, guys.
What's the matter, buddy?
I just met a beautiful blonde, 5'9", beautiful figure, and I am the proud owner of the seat now of a brand new 16-foot Montgomery Ward Special downboat. How do I impress her?
When you ask her if she wants to go boating for the weekend and you show up with the boat on the roof of the car, that can take the wind out of her sails a little bit, I guess, isn't it? Listen to her. So that's going to be hard to impress her. Can you find a little pond or something to take her out in?
You don't want... I was thinking more like the Chesapeake Bay some way.
No, you don't want to be on the Chesapeake Bay in your 16-foot Montgomery Ward John boat with electric motor.
Hey, it's got a beautiful 9-horsepower motor, man.
Yeah. I don't know. It doesn't have a steering wheel, does it?
No, it doesn't. It's got one of those, you know, the old hand cranked up.
Oh, no. That doesn't impress it, Dane. First of all, she'll get in the boat. There'll be an inch of water in the bottom. Her pants will get wet the second she sits down. And then here you are. Well, ready to go. Come on. She just started this morning. Oh, for God's sakes. And she'll be like, oh, God, what am I doing with this bozo?
I can impress her. I can keep up with all those big guys. I got that 104 octane in there, you know.
And then you offer a ham and cheese sandwich. Huh? And she's sitting there with the sun blazing in her kisser. And you're sitting there. Come on, don't let me down. Oh, God, I hate your guts. You're the worst thing that ever lived. Huh? Oh, God, I don't think it's for you. And plus, if it's a John boat, she's running the risk of deadly skin damage.
Okay. So your advice would be is to go ahead and rent one of those nice ones.
Yeah, go out to dinner or something.
There you go.
But if you go out on that little teeny boat, keep in mind, it's deadly. Out on the bay in the summer sun, the good ship's cruising, man, we have some fun. But every single time, now before I take that drive, I lather up a glob of sunblock 45. The day is steamy, skies a hazy soup. On your beach blanket, you apply the goop. It may feel kind of slick, but you gotta stay alive. So grab a little bottle of sunblock 45. The ozone layer may be getting thin, just letting tons of UV light in. They'll call you leather lad in no time, bub. So grab that gloppy bottle and start to rub. Buck naked tanning is too risky, you know. I do no facial bombing with no thumbs akimbo. My package is too valuable for me to go and fry. I won't even risk it on sunblock 45. This is how thick it comes out of the bottle. It's nasty. Rub it in. So grab that gloppy bottle and start to rub. And at the ocean when the sun's ablaze, I lather everything but my bombage. I always wear a swimsuit when I go take a dive, and always take a bottle of sunblock 45. Sunblock 45. Sunblock 45. Sunblock 45.